Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Well, get ready for some goat cheese recipe fun, because here to share some with us is Abby Turner, and this is what she does. She's a milkmaid, she's a cheesemaker, she's a confectioner, and a restaurateur. I mean, goodness, she does it all. Plus, she owns the Lucky Penny Farm, which is where all the goats are raised. So it sounds so cool. Abby, you just do it all, and you're really good at it. So tell us how this all started. When'd you get into goat farming?
Well, it started about 10 years ago with an ad in the paper that said goats for sale. And we started with four. I bought them and then called my husband and said, "Hi, honey, we're in the goat business." And we started making cheese. And
you're still married. Are you still married?
Yeah, we're still married. You know, after almost 20 years, he has a sense of humor. And particularly being an owner of a small business, you really do need to have a sense of humor.
Right.
But, so we started some time ago and making cheese, and then we started making some goat milk caramel sauce, Cajeta, and now we run a state-licensed dairy plant in Ohio called Lucky Penny Creamery, where we make about 10,000 pounds of goat, sheep, and cow cheeses each year.
How many goats do you have now?
Currently at our farm, we don't have too many. We have about 15 at our farm, but we purchase milk from a little over 300 goats per week. You know, when you start a small food or farming-based business, you think that you're going to be able to produce enough to meet all your orders. But the reality is that the food communities have welcomed us so much that we quickly exceeded anything that had the ability to produce. So now we work with farmers that farm in a way which meets our integrity principles. The animals need to graze outside daily. They must be fed from all-natural feeds. We work with people that are working with us to protect the soil and water while producing good food.
Wow. See, you just do it all and you do it all right. How in the heck do you make goat cheese? Let's just start right there.
Well, regardless of what kind of cheese that you're making, it all follows the same process and it all has the same ingredients, whether it be mozzarella or cheddar or goat, and whether it be, you know, any kind of species, sheep, goat, cow, camel. The cheese process is the same, where you know you're taking fresh milk, and you're adding a culture or some kind of acid to actually form curd. Then through stirring, we release the whey. So remember, Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey. Well, we make curds and whey, and then depending upon the recipe, you either drain the liquid off or you'll press. Like in some of the hard cheeses, those wheels, those are going to be pressed cheeses to get more of that moisture out, which extends its shelf life. So depending on what you're doing, the recipe may vary. It's much like, you know, that people say, you know, do the milks vary? Well, yes, the milks do vary, and we can talk about that. Yeah. You know, some are more nutritious than others. Some are higher in fat. Some are higher in protein. But they all make beautiful cheeses. And we're lucky to work with three species.
Yeah, you mentioned the different types of fats. I was just going to say, you know, what a lot of people may not realize about goat milk, the nutrition composition of goat milk is actually kind of similar to cow's milk in a lot of ways. There's some major differences there, but it actually has the same amount of calcium as cow's milk. And usually has a little bit more protein, and a little bit more fat. That's why it ends up being a little bit more higher in calorie than. Curiously enough, we do see goat in the stores, but not as much. Do you think that has to do with the milk, a peculiar taste when in the milk form?
I think that one of the challenges of seeing more goat products in the stores is just the scale that many goat farms have. You know, it's very hard to sustain a continued product level in larger grocery stores, because many of the goat or sheep farms are smaller family-run entities as opposed to very large corporate farms like cow or bovine dairy might be. So I think it's a scale issue, and that's why, you know, if you have sometimes gourmet grocers or independents that might focus on bringing more local foods to a market, You know, you might be able to access more goat or sheep-based products there.
Okay, so one of the issues people have with goat's cheese is they think it has a little sort of a funky flavor to it. It doesn't taste like what they're used to, which is cow cheese. I love goat's cheese. But what is a great way to introduce goat cheese? What recipe would you use to introduce goat cheese to someone who's never had it before, and it's a way to turn them on to the deliciousness of it?
And you're right. You do mention that sometimes goat cheese, you know, for different people have different levels of sensitivity to the particular enzyme which makes goat cheese goat cheese. But, you know, spreads are a wonderful way to introduce folks to goat cheese. That way, you know, if they're sensitivity, then they might, you know, that if it's we do a beautiful hot mango. It's a mango jalapeno dip, and
ooh,
you know,
ooh,
with all that other stuff in there, you know, there's but our goat cheese is standalone, plain, beautifully as well too. The trick is fresh milk and getting fresh cheese, and most people will have less of an objection to that.
Okay, so let's get back to that mango dip you were talking about. I just started to drool. Can you just give us a little more information on how to make that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So we focus, we're primarily a chef-driven company. So most of our products are plain. Mm. But for the farmer's markets, when we go out and do the variety of markets in Ohio, we try to sample some fun stuff and provide our customers with easy entertaining. So we do everything in preformed cups, and like the hot mango dip, it is a mango jalapeno, and what it is, it's a mango puree, and then just a shot or two of a jalapeno puree. And these are things that you can make very simply
wow.
at home. You know, going to a gourmet purveyor and just look at, I mean, there's so many beautiful sauces now and things, especially hot sauces, that can be added to a creamy cheese as a base. And it doesn't need to be goat cheese. It could very well be just, you know, a nice, soft, spreadable cream cheese as well. We do that a lot for our family, for family snacks. We do a lot of pretzels and goat cheese. You know, we just keep it on hand at all times. And with, you know, teenagers in the house, you know, they just, as long as I got a bag of pretzels, and it's a great way for me to get protein into my teenage kid's diet, you know, sneaky way.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a great point. I love the texture of goat cheese. It's very different, and I think that's part of it, and that's part of why I like it. Now, the thing I hear always about cheese, and, you know, excuse my ignorance when it comes to it, because I haven't made a lot of cheese on my own, but they talk about aging the cheese. Is that something that plays a factor with goat cheese, or is it more of a fresh cheese?
Goat cheese is traditionally, they can be aged, and there's some beautiful aged, both goat and sheep cheeses, but we tend to eat more of the traditional Chev in this country, because the fresh cheeses are really wonderful, and they're highly functional. As I said, you can use them as dips. We can, you know, you can pour them over some pasta and use it as, you know, as a nice pasta cream sauce. We do a lot with white pizzas, where we actually use goat cheese as the pizza, particularly this time of year, you know, with roasted vegetables and beautiful things coming from the harvest. You know, you just get some really nice dough and, you know, put a smother of goat cheese across it, throw some roasted vegetables on it, and then, you know, throw it in a quick hot oven, and, you know, you have a lovely farm-fresh white pizza that's healthy, filling, and nutritious.
Yeah, I one of the ways I enjoy goat cheese is in a focaccia. It's very similar to the pizza, but it's just when it goes in the oven, it just seems like the creamy factor just really hits the roof. We only have a few seconds left, but we didn't want to end without talking about the pumpkin soup. There's a pumpkin soup. We can add goat cheese to it?
Sure, you can. You can use goat cheese just like you'd use a sour cream. So whether it be on baked potatoes or as a dollop, you know, to add a cream to a lovely roasted soup, that would be a wonderful thing. You know, think about substituting goat cheese where you'd put sour cream normally.
That sounds perfect. Thank you so much for being with us. I want to send everybody to visit your farm website, and that's luckypennyfarm.com. Remember, you can always find us right here on RadioMD.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.